Omar Infante belted a two-run homer while the Kansas City Royals scored five times in the sixth inning to beat the San Francisco Giants 7-2 and even the World Series at a game apiece. Billy Butler sparked the rally with a tie-breaking single and scored on a two-run double by Salvador Perez before Infante went deep off reliever Hunter Strickland. Butler had two hits and two RBIs, and Lorenzo Cain went 2-for-4 with two runs scored. The series moves to San Francisco for Game 3 on Friday. Tim Hudson is scheduled to start for the Giants against Jeremy Guthrie for the Royals. Tonight, in Thursday Night Football, the San Diego Chargers are in Denver to face the Broncos at 8:25. New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning is among nearly two dozen current and former NFL players appearing in a new series of public service announcements denouncing domestic violence and sexual assault. Officials of the No More Project say the players will appear in video and print PSAs to shed light on the issues. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell could participate in Ray Rice's appeal of his indefinite suspension. A person familiar with the case has told the Associated Press that an arbiter has ruled that Goodell should testify. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity because the details of the appeal have not been made public. Since this isn't a criminal case, it's uncertain whether Goodell will actually testify in a private arbitration. Over on the ice in the NHL, Anaheim topped Buffalo 4-1, Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 5-3, it was Edmonton over Washington 3-2. The NHL postponed last night's game between the Maple Leafs and the Senators in Ottawa following the shootings in the Canadian capital earlier that day. The University at Albany women's basketball team was picked number one in the America East preseason coaches poll with 8 of 9 first-place votes. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.